I'd like to open it up for any questions that anybody might have. Yes, Nick.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'd like to begin with a story, if you don't mind.
But how long a story?
It's very short.
Okay.
You've heard it before.
Okay.
In my introduction to philosophy class in 1975, a nice young gentleman came up to me after the class, and he introduced himself as Doug Wilson. And he had one question for me. And the question was, Professor Geyer, is it okay if I defend the faith in this class? And without thinking much about it, I said, of course, go ahead. Now, as I've told this story before, if I'd said no, Doug would have done it anyway. I'd like to begin with this long history that I've had with Doug Wilson. I used to have a lot of respect for him. We were not close friends, but we were certainly cordial when we met. And 5 or 6 years ago, a fellow came to me and said, did you know Doug Wilson had an association with the Neo-Confederates? I didn't even know what a Neo-Confederate was at that time. But I just passed it off. I said, that couldn't be true. Your sources must be incorrect. Somebody also passed on to me all the information about the Morton Street Casino. And out of respect for Doug, I decided not to make an issue out of that. But the controversy broke about the slavery booklet. And quite frankly, the way that you responded to that debate, Doug, forced me to lose all respect for you. Because
why are you here then?
Why am I here? Because This is the first time I missed your community meeting in December of 2003. I was out of town. I've missed several occasions to get up and ask you questions face to face.
Okay. Well, why ask a question,
Doug,
to someone?
Do I have the floor to ask my question?
Well, I just want to know why you want to ask a question to someone for whom you have no respect.
Well, I've got a question that will maybe settle that.
Okay.
If I can go ahead and ask that question.
Yes, we'll see. Okay.
Because my basic problem here, and it's been my basic problem for 3.5 years, is intellectual integrity and intellectual honesty. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with conservative Christians.
Right.
I deal with those respectfully and professionally at my theological conferences every year. The basic issue here is one of intellectual integrity, intellectual honesty.
Okay.
Now, I have some information here about a principle that is preached in Steve Wilkins's church in Monroe, Louisiana. It has to do with Rahab's lie in the Old Testament.
Rahab.
Oh,
okay.
Rahab.
Okay, all right.
There is different ways of
all
pronouncing
right, go ahead.
It. That's how it would be pronounced in Germany, for example. The deacon, Kevin Bryanson, says that this story gives us permission as contemporary Christians to tell lies in the cause of the gospel, if it is to promote the gospel, if it is to defeat the unbelievers or the pagans or those who are wicked. I have it on good authority that you preach this principle in your own church. And that's why it's my first question.
Okay.
Because if the answer is yes, then how do I know that your answer is not a Rahabian lie?
That's a great question. So let me summarize the question this way. You're asking me if I embrace or teach what you would call the Rahab principle, that it's all right to lie to advance the faith, that sort of thing. Okay? The answer is no, I don't believe that. But here's the problem. All Cretans are liars. If I did believe it, that's what I would say, is no, I don't believe it. So we're kind of stuck. But let me tell you why I don't believe it and the conditions under which I believe it would have been affirmed in Steve's church, and the conditions under which I have taught something that someone could construe as that principle. All right, it's good that you said Rahab is the pronunciation it would have in Germany. The kind of situation where it's all right to lie as I believe Rahab did, is the situation where you've got Jews hiding in your basement and the Gestapo is after them. And if they come to your door and they say, do you have any Jews here? And I had Jews in my basement. I would say, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in my mind, no, no Jews here. I would lie through my teeth and consider it a noble offering to God. But that illustrates the principle. Lying, deception, is an act of war. It is not, the Ninth Commandment prohibits deception, perjury in courts. Colossians says, do not lie to one another since you put off the old nature with its evil practices. Revelation says the lake of fire is reserved for liars. God hates a lying tongue. God hates liars. And in a community discourse like this, where we're living in my town, we're living in one town together, I believe that if you stand up and ask me a question that from a non-conservative Christian perspective, and that question sort of pins me to the wall, I just because it's coming from someone who doesn't profess my version of the faith, I emphatically deny that I have the right to lie to you in this sort of situation. I deny that I have that right at all. If you were a stormtrooper and I'm hiding Jews, I do have that right. I do believe that deception is part of war. A tank gunner who camouflages his tank to look like a bush when in fact it is not a bush is not guilty of deception in the immoral sense. So, in terms of civil discourse within the church, within civil community, within situations like this, I emphatically deny that Christians have the right to misrepresent the truth in any way. We serve the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and we must serve him by speaking the truth plainly and as accurately as we can.
In the context of what I have written, read here from Steve's church, this seems to be applied as a general principle to the external world.
I don't believe it is. I've known Steve for a long time. I've been to that church many times. I was just there earlier this month, actually, at a pastor's conference. I know the folks down there. A number of the kids from that church come up here to go to New St. Andrews. I do not believe that is a general principle for that is taught or promulgated for dealing with others. I deny it. I repudiate it. I don't practice it myself. I do think that there are situations where I can lie to the Nazis about the Jews. I do think that's a legitimate Christian service, like the Ten Boom family rendered in Hiding Jews, where you're breaking the law. But it's an act in a situation like that, deception is an act of war. So I believe you can only justify deception of that level and magnitude when you could also equally justify open warfare. It's not a principle for living with your neighbor. It's not a principle for trying to get along in society together.
The context of the statement here is a general principle in terms of responding to external forces that are perceived to be a persecution and this sort of thing. Would Deacon Branson be disciplined by his minister? I read this as a general principle. I don't buy your sophistry here, your qualification.
Well, it's not a sophistry. It's not a qualification. It's a denial. I deny that if someone comes to me and says, do you teach thus and such? And I do teach thus and such. I have the obligation, whether he's a believer or a non-believer, to tell him the truth. That's not an equivocation or denial.
Yeah, my question to you, Doug, is that if you see Deacon Branson again and ask him, would you ask for discipline if this was a general principle by which he was telling his parishioners to deal with the external world?
There's several things. Deacons don't have parishioners. It's a different office in Presbyterian.
They have authority in the church.
No, deacons are servants. The word diakonos in Greek simply means servant. Deacons are servants. They serve the church physically. They don't dictate or order people around. But the point is that if, I'll just speak for our church, in Christ Church, if I found out that a member of our church or a church officer was lying to non-believers in the community as a way to get by or protect himself or protect his reputation, yes, he would be disciplined.
Good. Okay. I'm going to continue with my questions. You can